Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, it is Abhi Goldhawk, your host for today, and guess what? There are many things to talk about. There's so many things to talk about when we have the idea of real estate investing come up in conversation. And you know what? One of the biggest pieces of this is capital. You can have the deal, but if you don't have the money, then you're kind of waiting in the wings until you're able to find the right capital. And it's not only the right capital that matters, it's smart capital that matters. I travel across the country as a coach for Think Realty and speak at many national events. And that's the one problem that I run into that individuals that are just starting out talk about all the time. And that's the one thing that they say, hey, I'm able to find the deal, but does this financing structure make sense? Does the financing structure make sense? And just as an aside, I would encourage everybody listening to go to thinkrealty.com and check us out. We're going to be in Dallas in February. And that's, I believe, the second week of February. But go to thinkrealty.com, check it out, sign up, get there, shake some hands, because then you'll be able to meet really cool people like my guest today, Bobby from Walnut Street Finance, who was a flipper himself for a very long period of time. And his company was founded from flippers and developers, and then they became lenders. And we're having a conversation today about smart money and about what that means. And we're going to share some stories about some of the failures and successes of the folks that I've connected with, and even some of the failures and successes that Walnut Street Finance has heard about in the marketplace and how you can do things differently. Don't get me wrong, real estate investing isn't as glorious or as fun sometimes as it seems to be or as you might watch on TV. It's tough, it requires a lot of hard work, and it requires the right partners. If you don't have the right partners, you're really going down a pretty bad path, and you don't want to do that. I started investing in real estate in inner city Detroit back in 2002, 2003, and I didn't know how to even find the right partners, where to go meet these people, what questions to ask. I was in the category of, it's tough to take somebody from the stage of I don't know, right? That's a very disempowering position to be in. And I wish I had Think Realty back then. I wish I had folks like Walnut Street Finance that would be able to kind of guide my hand and say, hey, this is a mistake, right? These numbers for your flip or these numbers for your rental just don't make any sense. And here's why. I wish I had that when I was just starting out, because that would have saved me the grief of failing on my first two or three deals. But, you know, you kind of start to learn a little bit more and you get a little bit better. And all of a sudden you build those relationships and then leverage those relationships to scale and grow, which is what I've been able to do. Now, I primarily focus on multifamily acquisitions and single-family land development here in Atlanta, but those beginning years are so important to build your team, find the right contractors, find the right business partner. That's something that I'm going to ask Bobby about as well, is how he was able to put the team around him to succeed, not only as a flipper developer, but also as a lender. There are many of you listening that may own small businesses. You might be entrepreneurs yourselves, and you might be thinking, hey, I might not want to flip necessarily, but I might want to lend too. And this is a really good time to connect with Bobby and ask him how he was able to set up what he was able to set up and grow so successfully. So that's what's coming up as well. But I would encourage you, go to thinkrealty.com, check us out, check me out on there. If you have questions throughout the show today, ask me. Ask me. I'm here for you. One of the biggest missions that Think Realty has is to bring the best education and the best influencers in the real estate investing space to you. These interviews for you. And what do we ask in return? Questions. That's our goal here is to help you get from where you are to where you want to be with the real estate investing, whether it's a flip, whether it's acquiring 110,000 rentals. I know you dreamers out there, keep dreaming. It's really, really good. But even if it's super easy, even if it's just a couple of rentals to change your cash flow on a monthly basis so you can go do something extra every month or every year. That's really important for us because we're creating that wealth. We're creating the financial intelligence with which then drives the asset protection, drives the wealth building. And that's really important for me as a host to communicate that with you. So check it out, thinkrealty.com. Come out to our Dallas event next month in February. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can come shake my hand and comment on how short I really am. I'd like to bring Bobby Montaigne on the show with us. He's the founder of Wall Street Finance, established in 2015. And as I mentioned earlier, they were a group of flippers and developers for 20 years before starting a lending company. We're going to talk about what it means to provide capital for worthy projects, where they're currently lending, some of their programs, what sets them apart from other lenders in their area, and some of the stories that I'd mentioned previously about successes and failures that they see new investors and pro investors making in today's real estate market. Bobby, are you with me?
I am with you, Avi. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So whenever I have guests on the show, I always ask them one question. It's a super important question. You can be as dramatic in your response as you want to be. Are you or are you not in a real estate of mind?
I am absolutely and typically always am in a real estate state of mind. It's my hobby. It's my passion. And thankfully, it's how I make a living.
That's so cool. And it's tough for people like you not to be in a real estate of mind, right? I mean, you're thinking about numbers. I have a feeling you daydream and go to sleep at night dreaming about numbers and deals and people and opportunities all the time, right?
Well, I do. And, you know, I got started in real estate because it has a certain entrepreneurial flair to it. I mean, it can be pioneering. It can be adventurous. It requires a lot of capital and thought. And it provides, if done properly, it provides what I think so many people want, which is freedom, not only financial freedom, but just freedom. You know, if you want to take a week off at Christmas, you take a week off at Christmas. If you want to go deer hunting at Thanksgiving, you go deer hunting at Thanksgiving. It just provides that kind of freedom that I think we all seek in our lives.
I couldn't agree more. And there were a couple of things that you brought up there too, just entrepreneurship, right? There are folks that have a tough time maybe grasping that. So I'd love to talk about that. Also the freedom that you mentioned, especially creating a business and not necessarily a job for yourself with real estate investing. So I want to talk about that as well. Before we go any further, we're coming up on our break here in about a minute. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do at Walnut Street Finance.
Sure. Thank you. I started Walnut Street Development in the late 90s, and for almost 20 years, we bought, fixed, and sold properties in and around Washington, D.C., super high-end condos, repositioning those all the way down to row houses. After doing that 1,200-ish times in 2015, I pivoted to the lending space, because I noticed that after the recession, after the Dodd-Frank law, capital just wasn't available to worthy developers seeking worthy projects. And as I investigated more, I realized that this was a vacuum in the space, and capital was needed to move these infill or these fix and flip projects forward. So in late 2015, we did a complete pivot from builder-developer to lender. So essentially, almost overnight, we started lending money to our former competition.
I want to ask you more about Walnut Street Development. What kind of jumped out at you when you started that many, many years ago? And then, of course, more about the transition to Walnut Street Finance. Think Realty Radio. A lot more coming up with my friend Bobby Montaigne from Walnut Street Finance when we come back. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com, or you know what? Consider this an open invitation to stalk me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, your favorite social media platform here. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers? All exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for a roadmap to financial freedom? If so, we have a solution for you. Narada Real Estate is offering a limited number of free strategy sessions to help you get out of the rat race. Learn how you can create wealth and build monthly passive income. To set up a time with one of our knowledgeable investment counselors, simply go to naradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com, or call 888-741-8454. 888-741-8454.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Radio, welcome back, and guess what? I may be a deal maker, but I'm also your friend. So what I want you to do is go to thinkrealty.com and ask me any question that you would like about wholesaling property, finance, lending, flipping. I talked about wholesaling, flipping, rentals, commercial, multifamily, small multifamily, large multifamily, cap rates. If you need a definition of something, get in touch. If you just want to tell me how good I look behind the microphone, you know what? Feel free to do that as well. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com or also check me out anywhere online. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at abigolhar.com. You can find me at abigolhar may, quite frankly, be better than superman.com. Just ask me any questions that you want on real estate investing anywhere. But I would highly suggest you check out thinkrealty.com as well. Also, we are exchanging a shaking of hands in Dallas next month in February. So please make sure that you come out, say hi, and ask questions there too. This is all about networking, getting to know you better so we can provide the best experience and expertise to you so you can dominate your real estate investing business. My guest today is Bobby Montaigne, the founder of Wall Street Finance. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about his past. He started Wall Street Development many, many years ago and developed and built over 1,200 urban residential condos, row houses, single family houses. This individual, Bobby, has a crazy amount of expertise in real estate investing and also understands how to time the markets and knows what that means because he was able to transition from the development side to the lender side, to the lending space. And I think that's super cool because you don't see a whole lot of that. You see mostly in this space lenders who went out, raised a bunch of money, but they don't necessarily have an experience or a background in flipping property and in developing property, which I think what Bobby and his team have is really, really unique. So Bobby, welcome back. This is going to be a lot of fun. I want to talk about that transition. Before the break, we were talking about the transition that you made from development to the lending space. What did you see back then that urged you to make that jump to lending?
Right. It's a very good question. And it's not just one particular thing. But it's keeping your eye on all the moving parts, kind of triangulating your decisions based on what you're seeing and hearing in the market. But the first thing we saw and heard in the market was, let me back up a little bit. We got into buying distressed properties in 2010. And then we gut renovate and sell as brand new in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. 2010 through 2014. Go-go market. Mm-hmm. And we came up with a formula for no matter what market we were in Washington, D.C., for example, we would buy for $10, fix for $5, and sell for $20. So if we were in Georgetown, for example, we would buy a row house, dilapidated row house in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., for $1 million. We'd gut renovate it at the tune of $500,000, and we'd sell it for $2 million. So it's buy for 10, fix for 5, sell for 20, rinse and repeat. At one point in 2013 and 14, we were buying and selling a deal a week. So our model was working. The pivot came through two things that I noticed. First, more people had discovered this space, this buy for 10, fix for 5, sell for 20. And it caused the price of the 10 to move to 12. So now it was buy for 12, fix for 5, sell for 20. Still high demand. Still you're on the market for less than 30 days. But the margins were squeezed. The second thing I saw was that the people coming into this space and driving that $10 to $12 weren't your smaller fix and flippers, but they were larger companies who had discovered the space and liked the return. And the smaller fixer and flippers, the very good construction folks and the very good bird dogs in a variety of neighborhoods in and around Washington, D.C., were getting squeezed out, not because they didn't have the expertise of the deal, but because they didn't have the capital. So between margins being squeezed and an opportunity to provide capital to worthy borrowers for worthy projects, we made the pivot late 2015. I spent most of 16 really studying and understanding the space, talking to any private lender that would talk to me, and then we spent end of 16 and all of 17 rock and roll making loans.
Gotcha. So if I'm new, real estate investor considering investing in real estate, and I want to be an operator of a deal, say specifically flips, what indicators in your experience should I be looking for to tell me, hey, this is either a worthy project in a worthy market? Because there are different markets now, as you know, that are changing. Atlanta, for example, I'm a little biased. I think Atlanta is a little too hot for me, but there's so many different secondary, tertiary markets that still have opportunities, that have a lot more opportunities than, say, a flipper would find in Atlanta. If I'm new, what am I looking for to make a worthy project, say, in a hot market?
Right. It's really difficult to go hunt nationwide or regionally even for a hot market. Real estate, not unlike politics, is very local. Mm-hmm. So I always encourage folks to stay local, stay where they know. I mean, if you went to, for example, you know, I'm really fortunate. I went to elementary school, I went to high school, and I went to college all generally in this area. I really know this area. I know the trends. I know what's hot. I know what's not. And not because I have to read stuff and study stuff, although I do, it's because I live it. So I always encourage people to stick with the real estate that they really know, stick with local. And if you're in most markets that this broadcast is being broadcast to, you're probably in a pretty good fix and flip market. And the reason you are is because there's a shortage of housing supply, especially more urban housing supply. There's a shortage of the supply versus the demand. And it's the young folks that have good jobs in the cities that want to live close to the cities. They don't want to deal with traffic. So if you can find those infill kind of neighborhoods that somebody doesn't have to sit in an hour to an hour and a half of traffic to get to their job, you probably found a decent market. And so, to sum it up, stay local, stay with what you know, and then hunt for those subdivisions, those neighborhoods that are a little bit below the radar screen that you may be able to play in.
That's a really good point. And to that point specifically, there's a community in Atlanta called Grant Park. Love the community. It's right by the zoo. It's amazing. There's a street that goes north and south. It's called Hill Street. Maybe about 2 years ago, my business partner and I, we purchased a lot. It was just an infill lot right off of Hill Street, in Tuskegee. It's still there right next to the abandoned house. For those of you listening to this broadcast in Atlanta, go check it out. And we bought it for roughly $35,000 to $40,000. There were massive challenges with that lot, though. We had a major sewer issue and things like this. And it wasn't on the side of the street where all the good schools were. What happened after that was very interesting. The city said, hey, you know what? We're not going to condemn the lot, which doesn't make any sense. They can't after you buy it. But instead, we're going to allow for a little bit more density. So instead of building a single family house on the lot, you guys can build a duplex on the lot. and the value of that lot just shot up ever since. So definitely an interesting story about what can be a worthy project. Think Realty Radio. My guest today, Bobby from Walnut Street Finance. There's a lot more information coming up. We still have to talk about entrepreneurship, the freedom, the job versus the business, and maybe is there a little too much capital available and how Walnut Street Finance is able to differentiate themselves from the market. Don't go anywhere. You got questions? Get in touch. Go to thinkrealty.com. If you have questions for Bobby, go check him out at walnutstreetfinance.com.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, it's Avi. My guest today, Bobby Montaigne, founder of Walnut Street Finance. I must say the conversation for me has been super, super cool because I'm learning about some of these indicators, what constitutes as a worthy project. And I do want to ask you, Bobby, about this freedom, the topic of freedom that we talked about a little bit earlier, and that's creating a job versus creating a business, and what your version of freedom is for you with what you've been able to do, not only with Walnut Street Development, but also Walnut Street Finance.
Well, you know, I think it's what ultimately drove, and I'll just speak personally for me, it's ultimately what drove me to starting my own business. I got out of college in the late 80s. I worked for others for 10 years in real estate development and finance, including Wall Street. And I had a really good job, and I had nothing to complain about, but I always wanted my own gig. And I think I wanted it primarily to see, I mean, one of the reasons might have been to see if I could do it. And the other piece was I really wanted the freedom. I didn't want to have to listen to anybody to tell me, even though I might have got along with them and agreed with them, I didn't want other people telling me what to do. I mean, might not be great to say that, but that's kind of how I felt. Yeah. So I wanted to kind of be in charge of my own ship. And so I left a really well-paying job, and I mortgaged my house, and I bought a little bank at the corner of my street, which happened to be on Walnut Street. And this bank had gone vacant years before. And I used to drive by it on my way to work. And every time I'd drive by it, I'd say to myself, gosh, I ought to buy that little vacant bank and knock it down and build four townhouses. Then I'd go off to my job and I'd work all day, and I'd come home at night and I'd drive by that little bank building at the end of my street and say, you know, I ought to buy that little bank building, knock it down and build four townhouses. And I probably said that to myself a thousand times. And finally, I got the courage and scraped together some money. I put a contract on that little bank building. I knocked it down. I rezoned it. I built four townhouses, and that was my first project. And, you know, that was a long time ago. But that's what got me started. And the whole impetus for it was is I wanted freedom. I wanted to run my own show. And what I've learned over the years in building the development business and now this finance business is what I really like to do, what I really enjoy, is building businesses. It's just fun. It's fun taking an idea, creating an entity, creating jobs for others that they like, providing a product, in our case, capital, for fix and flip builders who, without our capital, wouldn't be building their own business. So it's just really cool for me to build this business and watch other businesses get built because of it. So I think that's what drives me.
That's got to be really rewarding, right? It's you see one of your clients that borrows from Walnut Street Finance the first time, and then they're able to borrow a second time. They sell both deals. They exit both the deals that make you happy. You have a big smile on your face. And your client, the same thing. And all of a sudden, now they've scaled. They've grown. They've added to their team. Now they have a project manager or two. And now they're doing 10, 15 deals a year, for example. And they're making good money. They have the freedom that they want. And they're building a business. And that's so cool to me. I think if there's one thing outside of real estate investing are drastically good looks, I would say that you and I have the building businesses in common. That's one of my favorite pastimes. I've always been doing that. It's something that I love to do. And even very specifically this radio show, right? It's creating the content, interviewing awesome people, and then seeing how we can establish those relationships for long term is something that I really, really enjoy. I think there's one thing, though, that when we talk about building businesses and we talk about creating jobs or building jobs, I think there's one thing that's really important, which is if I want to get into the real estate business, I want to get into the real estate business. I don't want to get into the job of real estate, right? What I mean by that specifically is I could be flipping five or six or seven or eight or nine homes a year, but if I'm not looking on ways that I can replace myself pretty much immediately, I'm creating a job, and I might wake up 10 or 15 or 20 years down the line absolutely hating what I'm doing because I'm not able to leverage myself, and I've built the business around me, not the other way around, right? I'm not able to leverage myself. I'm kind of stuck in the rut. How are you able to find a way to build a business and not a job?
Well, Abby, you totally nailed it, and it's counterintuitive. Because we all have egos and we all want to feel important and we all want to be the final decision. And because that makes us feel good. And that makes us think we're in control and that makes us think we have power. But what it really does more than anything else is it limits you. If you are in charge of every decision, if you're signing every check, if you insist on drilling down on every single detail, not to say that you shouldn't have the ability to drill down on details when you want to, but you have to absolutely positively get to the point where your business can run without you. And your job becomes growing the business, not working in the business, but working on growing your business, moving it to new markets, moving it to different products, watching all the clues that are out there in the universe, triangulating those together to come up with, hey, man, it might be time to pivot, or, hey, yeah, have we thought about this? Or, hey, there's a big threat out there that's really looming over our model. What are we going to do about it? And so you're absolutely right. You got to get to the point where you're out of the way and you're, you know, above the business, on the business, working to grow it, working to make sure that the folks that are working in the business day to day have all the resources they need, all the education they need, the software, the tools, the confidence, the training. That's your job in building a business.
That's very well said, and I couldn't agree more. I think working on the business and working in the business are two completely different things. And the majority of us, even if you're listening right now, right? I mean, you might have a business, you might have a small business, large business, medium-sized business. You might be doing $10 million a year. You could be doing $100,000 a year or $25,000 a year. But pay attention to the activity sets that you have that you're doing every single day. If you do a Benjamin Franklin and divide a paper with a line down the middle, on the left side, you put in on the business tasks. On the right side, you put in the business tasks and write down every single task you're doing. I'm sure that many of you might find that you're working more in the business than you are on the business. And what Bobby is saying is if you want to be able to pivot to any pending market changes, if you want to discover new products, if you're looking for new people to add to your team, that is more on the business work and geared more toward business growth and development than it is sending an email or sending a fax or writing a check or doing payroll. Find a way to replace yourself. And this is in every way appropriate for real estate investing because there are so many wholesale. If you're a wholesaler, essentially you're taking a contract and you're signing a contract from to a new buyer. You find a property, driving around, you're like, hey, I want to sell it, send it to a buyer. The problem with that, if you're only paying attention to in the business work, is you won't be able to scale. Think Realty listeners, a lot of good mindset tools and tricks right now from Bobby, but I will tell you something. Working on yourself is truly, truly the way to build a self-sustaining business for the long term. Here's what I want you to do. A couple things. Number one, go show Bobby some love at walnutstreetfinance.com. Walnutstreetfinance.com has a lot of great information. They're lending in the Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland, Delaware areas. If you have questions for me, check me out. Go to thinkrealty.com or consider this an open invitation to just stalk me online. I'm on Snapchat, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. All over the place. See you soon.
You're in a real estate of mind with Abhi Golhar and the Think Realty Radio Show. Keep listening for strategies and insights from Abhi and visit thinkrealtyradio.com for resources and tools designed to help savvy real estate investors like you optimize ROI.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the landlord helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Need a crystal ball to predict a rental's profitability? Everyone could use a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's competitive real estate landscape. RentFacts combines deep real estate industry expertise and world-class data to deliver the leading decision-making tool for real estate pros. Whether you're an investor, lender, or property manager, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, schools, crime, and other location-based factors affect the stability of your rental income with a risk score. RentFacts sets your market rent quickly and accurately using rent and tenancy duration data from RentFacts' real-time sources. RentFacts, your crystal ball for faster, better, more profitable decisions about residential rentals. Go to RentFactsPro.com for a complete guide to all of RentFacts' services. RentFactsPro.com, a crystal ball for all your rentals profitability.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Goldhawk.
Realty listeners, welcome back and welcome to the home stretch. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. My guest today is Bobby Montaigne, the founder of Walnut Street Finance. Bobby, I got it right this time. Walnut Street Finance. He has been in the real estate investing space for a very long time. He was also the founder of Wall Street Development back in 1998. He and his team developed and built over 1,200 residential condos, row houses, and single-family houses. And before the break, Bobby was telling us a little bit about a story about how he bought the bank on the corner, knocked it down, and put up 4 townhouses and built them from scratch. And I thought that was such an inspiring story because at some point in time, we have to take a leap of faith on ourselves. Most importantly, we have to take a leap of faith on our financial futures. And we have to get to that inflection point in our mindset where it's more painful not to get started. The moment that it's more painful not to get started and do something, that's when I know. That's when I know. I'm snapping my fingers. That's when I know everybody listening in will be able to take action. But I get it. You need the right education. You need good information and amazing guests like Bobby to share stories so you feel inspired, so that will help you get to that inflection point in your mind. And I'm here to help you out, and so is Bobby. Here's what I want you to do. Go to walnutstreetfinance.com. Find him, ask him some questions, get in touch with his team to get good lending rates for your flip projects, bridge loans, whatever you're looking for in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland, Delaware area. If you have questions for me about mindset, about my story, about how many times I've failed, because it's no surprise, everybody talks about their successes. Not a lot of people talk about their failures, and I'm the one guy on radio that's going to talk about my failures more than I talk about my successes. So get in touch with me because that's such a critical component here, and it's real. Right. This is stuff that is so real that you can capitalize on, that you can learn from to grow and build your real estate empire should you wish to do so. Bobby, let's keep talking, man. It's been so much fun talking to you and just connecting on some of these important topics. Really quickly, I've been paying attention to the market. I'm investing in Atlanta. And I feel like the market's getting a little hot, and I feel like there's a little bit of capital everywhere. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like there's too much capital right now?
It's a great question, and it's a question you should, continuously ask yourself. Where are the capital markets? Is capital easy? Is capital hard? I can tell you a quick story. Back before the Great Recession, it's 2006, and we had just finished our, 8th or 9th condo building. High-end condos, pools on the roof, inside the Beltway, Washington, D.C. area. At the time, we were selling them for $500 and $600 a foot, which at that time was a big number. We're getting ready to start a new project in late 05, early 2006. And I had a number of banks, a number of debt lenders courting us, frankly. They wanted our deal. We had a big deal on Mass Ave, which is a major avenue through Washington, D.C. And what I noticed was, holy cow, these lenders, these debt lenders for a big condo building are calling me. They're seeking me. In our previous deals, I sought them. I'd put out, what we were doing in a promotional package of our deal, and then I would go try to convince debt lenders to give us term sheets. And there was a real tell in early 2006. It's like, holy cow, this capital might be a little bit too easy. Maybe I should look at some other things. And so I did. And what I looked at was, of these, 500 or so units that we had recently delivered or put to the market, we hadn't sold the last 30. So we sold 470 pretty fast in 3 or 4 different buildings. We didn't sell the last 30. So again, by looking at the market, by thinking, I came to the conclusion, with the help of equity partners and talking to others, that we can't sell the last of our units. And at the same time, capital is easy. Some people would call that the top of the market. And so we put those two together, and we kind of quietly jogged to the sidelines in early 2006 and stayed there for 2 years because we asked the question, Avi, that you just asked, is capital too easy? To answer the question today, I think, again, you need to triangulate a lot of things. There's absolutely more capital chasing this space from the secondary market, online platforms, Wall Street. No question there's a lot of money chasing this space. The source of a lot of that money is coming out of the single-family rental portfolios that were very hot 5 years ago. So that play is coming, beginning to mature, late innings for the SFR, the single family rental space, and that money is now looking for a new place. And it makes sense for that money to stay on the same tree but go down a different branch, which is private lending. So do I think there's too much money chasing the space right now? The answer is no. Do I watch it weekly? Absolutely. Will there be too much money chasing this space sometime in the future? I can't tell you when, for sure. So no for now, but stay tuned.
And here I thought you had a crystal ball. I thought you were going to say, "Here, this is the exact day and time when there's going to be too much money out there."
I wish. No such thing.
It's too funny. So help me understand. We're kind of wrapping up the show. We have maybe another couple minutes here. Help me understand some of the loan programs that you guys have. And if I'm an operator and if I'm looking at getting involved in flips or construction in the D.C., Baltimore, Virginia, and Delaware areas, what types of rates, what types of – what are some of your programs like?
Well, we specialize in infill, fix and flip real estate. And we've just recently are testing the waters in Raleigh, Durham, Charlotte, North Carolina areas. So our footprint's getting a little bit bigger, but we really stick with what we know. We, as a company, are really boots on the ground developers. We understand real estate. We know what 2x4s cost. We know how to underwrite, and we know how to move with a principal's mindset. So if you're in our markets and you have a deal that you like but you're unsure of, or if you have a deal that's moving really, really fast and you need somebody who can move really, really fast with you, we're your shop because we can help you underwrite, and we're honest enough to tell you if we don't think there's enough margin in it, you ought to pass and move on to the next deal. We can help you with, hey, I really don't know what the construction cost might be in this thing. I mean, we can literally drop your project into our construction spreadsheet and go line item by line item and help you build a budget. So we're as we build our business, we're trying to help others build their business. And so our special sauce are the things that we can add that other lenders, peer lenders, might not be able to. Is how you get over that first or second job hurdle, and how much is this really going to cost?
And I couldn't agree more with how much this is really going to cost, because I can't tell you how many times I'm just asked to advise on a couple of flips or new construction projects, and the budget, just these line items, are so ridiculous. It's kind of laughable. You know, $85 a square foot in a certain part of Atlanta, but the contractor's quoting 110. Kind of weird, but that's cool because you guys understand that. You've been doing that forever, and now you're able to help somebody else build their business because of your expertise, and I think that's the best thing in the world. Bobby, what is the best way to get in touch with you and your team?
The best way to get in touch with us is our site, walnutstreetfinance.com. Or you can call us directly. We pick up our phones every day. The number is 703-273-3500. And we'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. And Bobby, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Bobby, thanks so much for having me. It was fun, and I hope you have me back.
You got it. And Think Realty listeners, that's a wrap. And we are almost done, but here are two big call to actions that I want you to do right now. If you're driving, don't do this. You're going to have to use that awesome memory of yours. Number one, go to walnutstreetfinance.com. Check out Bobby, his team, and what he's done. He has so many notable projects that you can just look into and just admire. But most importantly, check out the loan programs. It'll be worth it. You talk about access and speed to capital. They have both. If you have questions for me, get in touch. Think Realty. Or check me out on abigolhar.com. I love answering questions one-on-one on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, what have you. That's pretty much it. I got it. Get in touch. You know how to do it. Until next time, happy hunting, happy investing, and stay cool.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24-7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Biz Talk Radio.